Direct proof Dora has a habit that drives some of her colleagues mildly to distraction.
If you ask her a question, she will answer it, but she will not answer it quickly. She will answer it step by step.
First, you said this. Second, that means this. Third, therefore this.
And by the time she gets to the end of her answer, the person who asked the question has already worked it out on their own, which, as Dora has gently pointed out more than once, is exactly the point.
I do not believe in shortcuts. I do not, in fact, believe shortcuts exist. Not in the part of the world I live in. My world is built out of paths. Some are long, some are short. None of them are shortcuts. A path is whatever path you actually walk. This is a useful habit for someone whose job is teaching children to prove things.
Dora grew up in a small town called Stepwell, on the eastern bank of a river too wide to ford. There was one bridge. Her grandfather had built it, a quiet engineer who had decided one summer that the town needed a bridge. And then, with the patience of someone who knows that bridges take longer than summers, built one over the next 4 years.
Dora used to walk the bridge on the way to school. It was a long bridge. It had 37 planks. Dora knew, by the time she was 8, the exact order of the planks, 1 through 37, in the order you stepped on them. She counted them every morning. She counted them every evening. She did not get bored.
One spring, when Dora was 9, a stranger came through town. The stranger was looking for the bridge. He was in a hurry.
Dora pointed him to the bridge. He thanked her. He walked toward it. Then he stopped, halfway down the riverbank, and he looked at the bridge, all 37 planks of it. And he said, half to himself,
"Is there a faster way?"
"No."
The stranger looked at her. He was not annoyed. He was, in fact, mildly curious.
"Are you sure?"
"Yes. The river is wide. There is one bridge. You can swim if you want, but that is also a path, and it is wetter."
The stranger considered this. "That is the most thorough answer I have ever been given."
And then he walked across the bridge, and across the rest of his life. And Dora went home for dinner. She thought about that conversation for years.
The stranger had wanted a shortcut. The shortcut did not exist, but he had assumed it must exist somewhere, that there was some clever way around the bridge, some hidden alternative the locals knew about. I had counted the 37 planks every morning since I was 6. I knew there was only the bridge. You walked it, you arrived. That was all.
She decided, around the age of 10, that her job in the world was probably going to involve telling people the path is the path.
She became a mathematician. She also became a teacher, but the mathematician part came first. Step 1. We assume the premise is true. Step 2. From this, the next step follows. Step 3. And from that, the next. Step 4. And so on, until we arrive at the conclusion. That is a direct proof. There are no shortcuts. There is only the bridge. You walk it, you arrive. That is all.
This is what direct proof Dora teaches. Not the cleverness of getting there faster, the honesty of getting there at all.